Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Jaguar, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the show where we get you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the American League and National League Division Series, and we'll give you a preview of the National League and American League Championship Series matchups. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stay tuned as we enjoy another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the American League Division Series, Baltimore and Texas. I stand corrected. I had the Orioles winning this series. Boy, was I wrong. The Texas Rangers came in, and those bats were smoking from start to finish. Baltimore, they had their moments in game two, but it was just never close. Texas just had it going from start to finish. Now, game one and game two, it was close. Game three, when the series shifted back to Texas, it was never close. That offense was too much. The pitching was just too good. And the Texas Rangers have been on a mission really all season, and especially going into these playoffs. So Baltimore and Texas, again, I had Baltimore winning this series. I was proved wrong. The Texas Rangers move on to the American League Championship Series. We'll get more into this particular series a little bit later on in the program. But Texas, those bats were smoking, and the pitching was just dynamite in this series. Also in the other American League Division Series between the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins, Houston, the defending champions, hey, they were too hot to handle too. We talked about one Texas team being too hot to handle. Another Texas team was too hot to handle, and that was the defending champion, Houston Astros. So Minnesota, they were able to win one game in this series, but that was all they got. Houston, too experienced, too much depth, too much offense. Pitching was just too good, and the Astros proved why they are the defending champions. And we'll recap more of this series a little bit later on in the show. So we're going to have the Texas two-step in the American League Championship Series, where we have the Texas Rangers that hail from North Texas. To be exact, they play in Arlington, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we're going up against the Houston Astros, the team that plays in the city of Houston, a.k.a. H-Town. So we're going to get more into that a little bit later. My next storyline is going to be the National League Division Series. So in the National League Division Series, first we had the Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Dodgers stood no chance. Everybody, including myself, I had L.A. winning this series with the experience with the likes of Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Clayton Kershaw, just to name a few. Mm-mm. No way, no how, no chance. The Arizona Diamondbacks came in and handled their business. How about players like Kettle Marte? And how about Corbin Carroll? What a postseason that those two gentlemen have had as well. Also with the likes of Gabriel Moreno, also Evan Longoria. Can't forget about Geraldo Perdomo, Lord Uriel Jr. Tommy Pham has been good throughout these playoffs. And how about the pitching with the likes of a Zach Gallen and also with a Merrill Kelly? These guys have been really good, and also Joe Mantiply has been pretty good as well, just to name a few. Paul Sewald has had some great moments in this postseason as well. So if you would have told me that the Arizona Diamondbacks would be playing in the National League Championship Series, I would have told you you were crazy. But hey, That's the playoffs. That's the postseason. What happens in the regular season doesn't always translate over to the playoffs. So congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we'll recap more of their division series win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in just a moment. The other series, the Atlanta Braves versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies and Braves, this is a rematch of last year's National League Division Series where the Phillies, they took over. The bats were smoking. They handled their business, and they made plays happen, and they made plays happen in the rematch this year. Again, congratulations to the Atlanta Braves on a fantastic regular season. But what I'll say it again, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What happens in the regular season does not always go over to the playoffs. And the Atlanta Braves, similar to the Los Angeles Dodgers, were a prime example of that. And the Phillies, man, you talk about not just Philadelphia Phillies fans, but just Philadelphia sports fans as a whole. If you watch those two games in Philadelphia where they went up against the Braves, that crowd was rocking at Citizens Bank Park in South Philadelphia. You talk about rabid sports fans in Philadelphia, not just with the Phillies, but just with all of their sports teams like the Eagles and the 76ers and the Flyers, just to name a few. They go hard for their sports teams, and certainly those fans were rocking at Citizens Bank Park in South Philadelphia, and they handled their business beating the Atlanta Braves to move on to the National League Championship Series. So we have our matchup set, and certainly division series. Again, I had L.A. winning the series, beating Arizona. I was proved wrong again in that series, but I knew Philadelphia would take control and beat the Atlanta Braves at Philadelphia, winning that series. So it's going to be interesting how this all plays out in the championship series. So we took care of storyline number one with the American League Division Series. We took care of storyline number two with the National League Division Series, and now my third and final storyline is going to be the Championship Series matchups. So we're set now. In the American League Championship Series, we have the Battle of the Lone Star State, the state of Texas, where we have the Texas Rangers representing Arlington, representing the Dallas-Fort Worth area, going up against the Houston Astros, representing the city of Houston, a.k.a. H-Town. And we have the National League Championship Series, where we have the young and exciting and hungry Arizona Diamondbacks going up against the hungry and determined and focused Philadelphia Phillies. These two matchups are going to be very interesting. I'm going to get more into this a little bit later on in the program where we do our previews of the championship series matchups. But Astros and Rangers, the Astros are the defending champions. The pitching is top-notch. The offense is solid. The Rangers came out of nowhere this year. Their offense has been so stout this year. As far as pitching is concerned, they got one of the biggest fishes in the pond at the trade deadline, getting Max Scherzer. He's expected to be ready for this series. As for the Houston Astros, you know about the great pitchers that they have with the likes of Framber Valdez. Also, when you have also the likes of a Justin Verlander, who they also landed through the trade deadline as well. Then you have Christian Javier, who's just explosive. Jose Urquidy's pretty good, too, as well. So Astros, Rangers, listen, the Rangers, they don't just have Scherzer. When you talk about Nathan Eovaldi, who's had a great postseason as well, Andrew Heaney has pitched well as well. So this is going to be, and Jordan Montgomery, how could I forget about Jordan Montgomery. So the Battle of the Texas with Astros and Rangers, this should be interesting. We're going to get more into this a little bit later on in the program. And as for the National League Championship Series, listen, the Diamondbacks, who would have thought the Arizona Diamondbacks would be in this position? I would have never guessed it. They made a fool out of me, but man, they played hard this year during this regular season, and man, they played so dominant in these playoffs so far, in the wild card series beating Milwaukee, and in the division series beating the Los Angeles Dodgers. You've got a young nucleus. You've got a team that people really slept on this year, but we'll get more into the Diamondbacks a little bit later. As for the Philadelphia Phillies, they played in the World Series last year. Listen, they have a bitter taste in their mouth, and they want to get back to the dance, and they want to finish the job. And I know Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, and his squad, they want to get back. They want to get back ASAP, and I know they want the Astros. I know that they want the Astros, and the Phillies, they've been doing it on the offensive side. The pitching has been nice as well, and certainly the Phillies, they are hungry. They want to get back last year. They still have last year in the back of their mind, and they want to get back to the big dance and try to hold up that trophy and win that World Series. So it's going to be interesting how the Phillies respond against the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. All right, let's take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to recap the American League and National League Division Series matchups. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
A champ at Raising Cane's. With tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, you can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Go Tigers.
There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the Cost Comparison Calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Order like a champ at Raising Cane's. With tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, you can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Order online or on our app.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Go Tigers.
There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the Cost Comparison Calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to recap the American League and National League Division Series matchups. Let's start off in the American League with the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins. The defending champions handled their business in this series. This series wind up going four games. Let's start off with game one. The Astros, it was a close one, but they would hold on to beat the Twins 6-4. The winning pitcher was Justin Verlander. The losing pitcher was Bailey Ober. And getting the save was Ryan Pressly. Hitting home runs in this game for Minnesota was Jorge Polanco and Royce Lewis. And hitting home runs for the Astros was Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez. He hit two home runs in this game. So again, the final score at Minute Maid Park in Houston in game one, Houston 6, Minnesota 4. Game two was played in Houston at Minute Maid Park. This game belonged to the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota would go on to win 6-2. The winning pitcher was Pablo Lopez. The losing pitcher was Framber Valdez. And hitting home runs for Minnesota was Kyle Farmer. And hitting a home run for Houston, Yordan Alvarez. Again, the final score in game two, Minnesota 6, Houston 2. Game three was switched to Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. This was all Houston. Never close. Houston, the bats were swinging, and the pitching was awesome. The Astros would win 9-1. The winning pitcher was Christian Javier, and the losing pitcher is Sonny Gray. Hitting home runs for the Astros, Jose Abreu, he wound up hitting two home runs. Alex Bregman hit a home run, and Yordan Alvarez hit a home run. Again, the final score, Houston 9, Minnesota 1. In game four, the final game of the series, it was a close game, but the Astros would close it out. Houston would win 3-2. The winning pitcher for the Astros, Jose Urquidy. The losing pitcher, Caleb Theobar, and getting the save for the Astros, Ryan Pressly. Hitting home runs for the Astros, Michael Brantley and Jose Abreu. And hitting home runs for Minnesota, Royce Lewis and Edward Julian. So again, the final score in game four at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis, Houston 3, Minnesota 2. So Houston would go on to win the series, four games to one. Houston would take care of their business in this series, and Houston would go on to win the series 3-1 because in the wild card and the division series, they play 5 games. So Houston taking care of Minnesota in 4 games. So again, Houston wins the series 3-1. We move over now to the other series between the Baltimore Orioles and the Texas Rangers. Game one was a close one at Camden Yards in Baltimore, Maryland, but Texas would hold on to win 3-2. The winning pitcher for Texas was Dane Dunning. The losing pitcher was Kyle Bradish. And getting the save for Texas was Jose LeClaire. Hitting a home run for Texas was Josh Jung. And for Baltimore, Anthony Santander. Again, the final score, Texas 3, Baltimore 2. Game 2 in Baltimore, this was a high-scoring affair, but Texas would go on to win 11-8. The winning pitcher for the Rangers, Cody Bradford, and the losing pitcher, Grayson Rodriguez. Hitting a home run for Texas is Mitch Garver, and hitting home runs for Baltimore, Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Hicks. Again, the final score, Texas 11, Baltimore 8 in Game 2. And the final game in this series, Game 3, the series would shift to Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Field. This game was all Rangers. Texas would win 7-1. The winning pitcher, Nathan Eovaldi. The losing pitcher, Dean Kramer. And hitting home runs for Texas, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, and Nathaniel Lowe. Again, the final score in Game 3, Texas 7, Baltimore 1. So Texas would go on to sweep the series 3-0. So Texas took care of the Baltimore Orioles, sweeping the Orioles 3-0. And the Houston Astros would go on to beat the Minnesota Twins to win their series 3-1. And that sets the stage for the Texas two-step as the Texas Rangers take on the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. We move along now to the National League Division Series matchups, and let's start off with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Arizona did not play. They did not come to play at all in this series, and The Diamondbacks, they showed up and showed out in game one. Arizona would win 11-2. The winning pitcher for the Diamondbacks, Merrill Kelly. The losing pitcher, Clayton Kershaw. Hitting home runs for the Diamondbacks, Gabriel Moreno, Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas, and Tommy Pham. Once again, the final score in game one, Arizona 11, Los Angeles 2. And game one was played at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Game two, much closer, but again, it was all Arizona. They would win game two, 4-2. The winning pitcher, Zach Gallen. The losing pitcher, Bobby Miller. And getting the save, Paul Sewald. Hitting home runs for the Diamondbacks, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and for the Dodgers, J.D. Martinez. Again, the final score in game two, Arizona 4, Los Angeles 2. And in game three, as the series shift to Phoenix, Arizona, and for the game to be played at Chase Field, the Diamondbacks would close out the series winning 4-2. The winning pitcher for the Diamondbacks, Joe Mantiply. Getting the losing pitcher, Lance Lynn. And getting the save, Paul Sewald. Hitting home runs for the Diamondbacks, Geraldo Perdomo, also Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, and Gabriel Moreno. And so that gives the Diamondbacks the series, winning game three, 4-2. So the Diamondbacks, I mean, this was a dominating performance in that series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, with the Diamondbacks sweeping the Dodgers 3-0. Let's move over now to the other National League Division Series, where we had the Philadelphia Phillies going up against the Atlanta Braves. Game one took place at Truist Park outside of Atlanta. Philly dominated in game one. Philadelphia would go on to win 3-0. The winning pitcher for the Phillies, Jeff Hoffman. The losing pitcher, Spencer Strider. And getting the save, Craig Kimbrel. Hitting a home run for the Phillies, Bryce Harper. Again, the final score in game one, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 0. Game two was an exciting one just outside of Atlanta, and Atlanta would come back to win 5-4, being the winning pitcher for the Braves, A.J. Minter. The losing pitcher, Jeff Hoffman, and getting the save, Raisel Iglesias. Hitting home runs for the Phillies, J.T. Realmuto, and hitting home runs for the Braves, Travis d'Arnaud and Austin Riley. Again, the final score in game two, Atlanta 5, Philadelphia 4. The series would shift to Citizens Bank Park in South Philadelphia for game three. And you talk about a rocking crowd during those games three and four in Philadelphia, just unmatched. Game three, all Phillies. Philly would win 10-2. The winning pitcher for the Phillies, Aaron Nola. The losing pitcher for the Braves, Bryce Elder. Hitting home runs for the Phillies, Nick Castellanos, he would hit two home runs. Bryce Harper, he would also hit two home runs. And also hitting home runs for Philadelphia, Trey Turner and Brandon Marsh. Again, the final score in game three, Philadelphia 10, Atlanta 2. And then the final game in the series, game four, it would belong to Philadelphia. Phillies would win 3-1. The winning pitcher for Philadelphia is Ranger Suarez. The losing pitcher was Spencer Strider. And getting the save was Matt Stram. And hitting home runs for the Braves, Austin Riley. And hitting home runs for the Philadelphia Phillies, Nick Castellanos. He hit two home runs. And also Trey Turner would hit a home run. Again, the final score in game four, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 1. So that would give the Philadelphia Phillies the series win, beating the Braves 3-1. So we had Philadelphia winning the series over the Braves 3-1, and we had Arizona sweeping Los Angeles 3-0. So that sets the stage for the National League Championship Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. This should certainly be an interesting series. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll preview the League Championship Series matchups in both the American League and the National League. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
There's no comparison, but we want you to discover that for yourself. Compare the cost of your degree program at Columbia Southern University through the Cost Comparison Calculator. Find out for yourself your level of financial commitment at other online universities. More importantly, find out how much you can save at Columbia Southern. Compare Columbia Southern with over 1,000 other online degrees at savewithcsu.com. There's no comparison. Take control. Text SAVE to 41484 to receive your link.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, let's preview the League Championship Series matchups. Let's start off with the American League Championship Series between the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. As I stated earlier on in the program, this is the Battle of Texas. This is the Texas two-step. This is going to be the first ever playoff meeting or postseason meeting between interstate rivals. And also the first championship series of either league other than the neutral site matchups of the 2020 postseason to be played entirely in one state. So this is going to be interesting right here. You've got the Texas Rangers representing Arlington, Texas, representing the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, going up against the Houston Astros, representing the city of Houston, a.k.a. H-Town. So Astros, Rangers, this is going to be their first time ever meeting in the playoffs. They have never met in the playoffs, but this will be the first time ever that they're going to be meeting in the postseason. And this rivalry is known as the Lone Star Series. And this is the first league championship series to feature two teams from the same state. And the first American League championship series not to feature a team from the American League East since 2011. If you know about the American League East Division, you know that those two teams in the Northeast, right, the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, they've been in the American League Championship Series every year. Guess what? Not this year. So, and this is also going to be the first League Championship Series matchup between two teams from the same division since 2011. So, during the regular season, played each other 13 times. Houston would win 9 of those 13 meetings. So Houston has had the advantage during the regular season, but what happens in the regular season doesn't always translate over to the playoffs. And these two teams, for the most part, have been mirror images of one another, but I think Texas's pitching really picked up right after the trade deadline. So when we talk about the pitchers, we talk about Nathan Eovaldi, we talk about Dane Dunning, we talk about Jordan Montgomery, we talk about Andrew Heaney, we also talk about the closer, Jose LeClaire, and we have to talk about the hitting with Marcus Semien and Corey Seager and Josh Jung and Nathaniel Lowe and Adolis Garcia, and we have to talk about with the defense with Jonah Heim. Bruce Bochy has been an experienced manager. He's been an experienced pro in Major League Baseball for so long, whether it be on the coaching level, scouting level, and what he's done as a manager with his decades of experience. And he's done a solid job with this team this year. So the Texas Rangers were basically a team that people really didn't give much of a chance. But guess what? Hey, they bet on themselves. And, of course, with the manager that they have, Bruce Bochy, and the front office making moves happen at the trade deadline, getting Max Scherzer to be a part of their rotation, this is going to be something huge. This has been something huge for the Rangers, and they hope to continue that momentum in the American League Championship Series. As for the defending champion, Houston Astros, listen, you know the names, right? Christian Javier, Jose Urquidy, Framber Valdez. These guys in that starting rotation, they don't come to play. And they haven't been playing, they have not been playing nice for quite some time right now. And they look to continue to not play nice against their in-state rival, Texas Rangers. And then again, with the Rangers getting Max Scherzer at the trade deadline from the New York Mets, the Astros, they pulled the trigger as well at the trade deadline, getting another pitcher from the New York Mets, Justin Verlander. So Verlander, he was a part of the championship team last year with the Astros. He comes back hoping to help the Astros win back-to-back championships. And when you talk about not just the pitching side of things, we have a closer like a Ryan Pressly and solid relievers like a Rafael Montero, just to name a few. You've got solid offense, great offense with bats like Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, Jose Abreu, also Kyle Tucker, Jeremy Pena. You've got Yordan Alvarez, who quite possibly could be the best designated hitter in the business, or probably the best designated hitter in baseball currently. And Yordan has just been, he has just been a hitting machine since he's arrived in the major leagues and arriving with the Houston Astros. So the Astros and the Rangers, this is going to be a combination of offense. It's going to be a lot of good pitching as well, but I think it's going to come down to the offense because Texas, their bats have been smoking all year long. We know what the Astros bring to the table as well. Their bats have just been on fire all season long as well. I'll give my pick on who I think will win the American League Championship Series in just a little bit. I want to talk now about the National League Championship Series between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to start with talking about the Diamondbacks. Who would have thought, right? I would have never thought in a million years the Arizona Diamondbacks, the last time that they played in a World Series was 2001, where they beat the New York Yankees. That team had the likes of Randy Johnson, Luis Gonzalez, Craig Counsell, just to name a few. So the Diamondbacks, they haven't been in this position in quite a long time. But hey, it's refreshing. It's refreshing to see the Diamondbacks. Normally, when you think of teams in the National League for, I don't know, the last decade or so, you think of teams like the Atlanta Braves, you think of the Los Angeles Dodgers, just to name a few, but now it's refreshing to see the Diamondbacks get in. They have a young squad, a team that is hungry, and the pitching staff with the likes of Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, also you have a Joe Mantiply in the bullpen, just to name a few, and then Paul Sewald. He's the closing pitcher, the one that comes in and gets the saves. And then you've got guys that have been hitting the ball really well, like Gabriel Moreno, and also you have Evan Longoria, Ketel Marte, also Geraldo Perdomo, also Jace Peterson, Corbin Carroll. Corbin Carroll has just had a magnificent rookie year this year. He has been awesome. And also, you can't forget about Lourdes Gurriel Jr., also Tommy Pham and Alec Thomas. And the Diamondbacks came out of nowhere this year, and as they say, they kicked butt and they took names. on the quiet tip, and they definitely did that. And kudos to their manager Tori Lavulo for doing his job and getting this squad hungry and to go into their next challenge against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies, they played in the World Series last year. They fell short in six games to the Houston Astros, and they've had a bitter taste in their mouth since last year, and they want to get back. And that hunger has shown throughout this postseason run. The bats have been smoking. Bryce Harper, man, you talk about a guy that has really become an icon in the city of Philadelphia in terms of their sports heroes and sports figures. Bryce Harper has had an amazing postseason run thus far. Bryce Harper, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner, Alec Baum, also Nick Castellanos has been amazing too. Kyle Schwarber has had a nice series as well. Also, Brandon Marsh, also Christian Pache, Jake Cave, also JT Realmuto. They've been solid. They've been efficient in this postseason run. The pitching has been really good with the likes of Aaron Nola, also Jeff Hoffman, Taijuan Walker, also Ranger Suarez has been solid. How about Craig Kimbrell, who's come in and done his part as the closing pitcher? And Zach Wheeler, man, you talk about a guy that can serve up strikes and can throw heat on top of heat. Zach Wheeler, he has been outstanding. And what a job that Rob Thompson has done again, another year of consistency. And again, he knows what happened last year. They fell short in six games to the Houston Astros, and they still had that bitter taste in their mouth. And I know Thompson would love nothing more than to get his guys back to the dance and this time win that World Series, hold up that trophy and stand victorious. And I know that fans in the city of Philadelphia, when are they not hungry, right? When are sports fans not hungry in Philadelphia? And I know they're going to be ready, and I know they want to get back to the dance and to right that wrong and have that opportunity to play in the big one and to hopefully win it. All right, so here we are. Let's start off with my picks now for the American League Championship Series and the Lone Star Series between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. Pitching's going to be really good in this series, but I think this is going to come down to offense and whose bats are going to be hot and who's going to get a big home run or who's going to get a game-winning RBI. The Texas Rangers have been amazing this year. Kudos to the manager of the team, Bruce Bochy, and what he's done. Outstanding. But I think when you have experience, when you have depth, and when you've been here before, you know how it feels. And I think the Houston Astros, Dusty Baker, a tried and true veteran, consummate professional, he knows what it's all about. And the Astros, they know what it's all about. So in the Lone Star Series between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, I like the Astros to win in seven games. The National League Championship Series, the Arizona Diamondbacks, job well done by their manager, Tori Lavulo, and that great young nucleus that they have. Listen, the Diamondbacks, they're going to be something for many seasons to come. They're going to be great. And the Diamondbacks, they're going to be good, but I just think they're going to be good enough against a team like the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies are hungry. They want to get back to the World Series. They still have that bitter taste in their mouth, and they're hungry. The Phillies are just hungry. Fans in Philadelphia, they're always hungry when it comes to their sports fans and championships, and this is the year that the Phillies are going to get back to the World Series. So in the National League Championship Series, I like Philadelphia to beat Arizona in six games. And so my 2023 World Series matchup will be a rematch of last year's World Series between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long and thank you for listening, and you take care.
With the
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides 24/7 compassionate support and connection to trained counselors. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, just call, text, or chat 988.